You're listening to KHOL. I'm Dante Fopola-Ankeny with your local newscast. The state legislature has authorized the Kelly parcel to be sold to the federal government for $100 million. It's part of the new budget bill that's just been sent to the governor's desk. But the sale of the much-discussed land next to Grand Teton National Park comes with a big asterisk. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports.
A condition added to the sale means that the governor must first ensure the BLM picks a less environmentally protective approach to manage land in southwest Wyoming. When the BLM shared its proposed management for the Rock Springs area this past fall, many Wyomingites felt it was an overreach. Still, the author of the Kelly parcel sale amendment, Jackson Democrat Senator Mike Guru, says he's excited that the deal could still move forward.
By putting more constrictions, it could hurt, not help. But we'll work with it.
Wyoming residents across the state had raised their concerns about the possibility of auctioning off the 640-acre lot next to Grand Teton National Park to developers if a decision wasn't reached. Nonprofit partners of Grand Teton will be on the hook to raise part of the sum. If the governor doesn't line-item veto the amendment in the coming days, they'll have 2 years to raise the funds. For KHOL News, I'm Chris Clements in Laramie.
Wyoming is continuing its crusade to become one of the most crypto-friendly states in the country. The state legislature passed 2 crypto-friendly laws this session and has enacted about 30 of them in the past 5 years. The most important ones this year gives legal clarity for companies that work with cryptocurrencies and its underlying technology, blockchain. Former Representative Tyler Lindholm said in a recent testimony that it could attract new business to the state.
Maybe we can get some new types of jobs out of this without taxpayer funds being utilized. And that's the biggest part about this, is we can do economic development without actually spending money.
Wyoming is also in the process of creating its own government-issued digital currency called a stable token. And Senator Cynthia Lummis is looking to regulate the crypto industry on a federal level. For KHOL News, I'm Dante Fopola-Ankeny.